time for overtime.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros, with interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
Still going. Good night. Touchdown.
Hear from coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Welcome in to another beautiful Friday edition of Overtime. We got it all for you today on the program. Yesterday, I told you it was Adam Thielen Day. Today actually might be that day that the Vikings get the deal done. They are talking with the Carolina Panthers. Why, oh, why would the Panthers do that deal? I'm not so sure. They're not a good team. They're not going anywhere fast, and maybe they view it as an opportunity to grab some picks here. Maybe a player could be coming back from Minnesota, maybe a Blake Brandel, Mekhi Blackmon, somebody of that ilk that isn't in a starting role right now and might help the Carolina Panthers in other ways towards a decent future of that franchise. But the Panthers are flirting with the Vikings about possibly bringing back the Minnesota native to the state of Minnesota. Big news for you Viking fans, not official yet, but I do expect Adam Thielen to be back in the purple and gold before the end of the weekend. That's the latest news from Vikings territory here to crank open this Friday, August 22nd edition of Overtime. And the usual suspects are in studio on the show log. The Friday Parlay, High Noon Showdown, headlines of the day, Major League Baseball talk, NFL news, and a NFL preview for everybody's favorite team to talk about. Not the Dallas Cowboys, but how about those Kansas City Chiefs? I know a lot of people have some Chiefs fatigue these days. I'll let you know why they're not going anywhere too fast, and we'll preview the season ahead for Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the Swifties, and a lot of bandwagon fans that have been rewarded for sticking along on that bandwagon in Kansas City. We'll see about that team, the over-under 11.5 for Kansas City. That would be a significant regression from a 15-win season a year ago. Are they here to stay? Are they still a contender? Are they on the short list of contenders in the AFC and league-wide? Yes, they are. That's not up for debate. Yes, they are. Chiefs are likely, very likely, almost a lockeroo into the NFL postseason. That'll be on the way before we know it, but the Chiefs are not going anywhere quickly. We'll preview the season and why I still like this team to win the AFC West. That's coming up in hour number two after the High Noon Showdown, prior to the good, the bad, and the ugly. And for the first time this football season, we welcome back Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com, for some best bets of the weekend. Farmageddon is coming up on Saturday. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pre-game coverage way before that. It's a perfect time to mix a beverage and sit on the couch all day long. Have some fun. Football wall-to-wall, just about. 11 o'clock start for game one, 6:30 start for game two. You'll be tucked in by 10 p.m. tomorrow, but just about wall-to-wall college football coverage for week zero. Best bets for the weekend, under and overvalued Big Ten teams on the way. Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. And oh yeah, I almost forgot, the biggest part of our show today is a longtime friend of the program, used to grace the airwaves every single day here. Jerry P will join us at 11:30, talking Vikings, talking Sioux Falls Marathon, Boxing Classic, U.S. Team Olympic curling team trials here in Sioux Falls in November. Everything in between and on the docket for the Sioux Falls Sports Authority is fair game at 11:30 with Jerry P. Now, let's dive into the scorecard here. We start in Major League Baseball. Tis the season as we make the chase down towards October. The Twins exceedingly unlikely to make any splashy moves, splashy streaks down the stretch of the year. And fans have weathered the storm, if you will. Very brutal series against a winnable matchup against the A's. A's earned the sweep yesterday, 8-3. Frustration starting to mount. But Rocco Baldelli says, as he always does, I'm staying positive and looking for some silver linings.
Not what you're looking for, but honestly, we can't get down on ourselves because we played a rough series. I think we have to keep on it and keep working and stay focused. on the important things and preparing and you know, having a good attitude and going at them and playing hard. I do think we continue to show some aggressiveness in different ways. You know, some of it's benefiting us, some of it might not be, but I think we're continuing to play and try to change basically our style in some ways to be a much more aggressive team and to see what we can get out of that right now. And I think that was one thing that we did actually see today.
That's Twins manager Rocco Baldelli. They lose to the A's for a third consecutive game. 8-3 the final yesterday. Minnesota now 11 games below 500, 58-69. Other finals, Texas loses to Kansas City in Kansas City 6-4. Milwaukee back on the right track against Chicago, 4-1 winners at Wrigley yesterday. Dodgers beat up on the Rockies 9-5, and St. Louis wins in Tampa 7-4 that final. Today and tonight in Major League Baseball, Royals at Tigers 6-10. That gets us going. Cardinals at Rays 6:35. Twins and the White Sox open up a series on the South Side. 6 o'clock pregame coverage, 6:40 the official start time tonight. Guardians at Rangers, Giants at Brewers, Cubs at the Angels. The other games of note on the Major League Baseball schedule. NFL Week 3 preseason kicked off last night. The Pittsburgh Steelers got a 19-10 win in a snoozy game in Charlotte against the Carolina Panthers. Charlotte's team is 0-3 in the preseason. Pittsburgh 2-1. And they had a decent performance last night from Skylar Thompson at quarterback. But let's talk about the Steelers starter, Aaron Rodgers. What does he need to do for the team to get back to the postseason? Here's former Steeler Chad Brown.
You know, there's a bit of a humble pill we all have to swallow later in our career. And I think he's swallowed that, which is great. So now he can avoid those headlines and those interviews and those all that talk about the off-the-field stuff. Mm-hmm. And then on the field, yeah, you got a team that's loaded from a pass rush standpoint. It's got a great secondary, a talented middle linebacker. You've got a new receiver who probably the biggest, most physical receiver in the league. So you've got all these pieces in place. All you've got to do is just show up and be the guy who gets them in and out of the right plays at the line of scrimmage. And if you can just be good at quarterback, not great, this team will allow you to write the last chapter of your career with a very positive note and a finish.
You know, I said that exact same thing last year with the New York Jets. If Rodgers is just a guy, if he's just average, if he's just himself, takes care of the football, doesn't try to do too much, the Jets will be in the postseason. You wait and see. But the internal dysfunction there in New York was too much to handle. And yes, I'm aware and willing to admit Rodgers a big part of said problem in the Big Apple. But they don't have Mike Tomlin there in New York. I think I'm buying the Steelers as a playoff team, not a playoff winning team, not a Super Bowl contender. But Pittsburgh, yes, with the stability that Tomlin has provided and continued to exude there in the Steel City, I'm buying some Steelers shares right now when people might be selling and saying stay away. Rodgers, that offense is not awesome. The defense is awesome in Pittsburgh, as it has been for the better part of three decades and more. But I am buying a little bit that Rodgers can do just enough and do just a little enough to win some big games there in Pittsburgh. Very good team in terms of winning the close ones last year. Last night, the New York Giants beat up the Patriots 42-10. New York is 3-0 in the preseason. Meaningless. But what's not meaningless is the growth of the quarterbacks there. Tommy DeVito, the third stringer, fourth stringer, had three touchdown passes. Jameis Winston ate a dub. And Jackson Dart was 6 of 12 with a touchdown pass. What is the plan for him? What should it be? Here's former general manager Mike Tannenbaum.
I would start him right away. I think he's earned the job. You know, you look at Russell Wilson, he was sacked at a rate 31% above the league average last year. And in talking with the Giants this summer, they're thrilled with Jackson Dart off the field as well. So I would go with the young guy. There'll be some mistakes and growing pains, but a young ascending Jackson Dart is exactly what they need.
So Jackson Dart, the day one starter, I don't think that's a wise idea. I'm a traditionalist here. Rest the guy. You got Russell Wilson paid. You got Jameis Winston paid. Tommy DeVito's on the roster. He's got starting experience. I think you at least give Jackson Dart an opportunity to ride the wave with a starting quarterback, see what it's like to win a game, lose a game, prep for a game, come off an interception and trot out there on the field on a big spot. Give him some time to adjust. Jackson Dart, though, I'm going to say this now, has surprised the heck out of me in terms of how pro-ready he's looked in the preseason and camp and beyond. Maybe The Giants have something there. I would not be in a rush to mess it up this season. Now, elsewhere, Adam Schefter providing a update on Lamar Jackson. He got his foot stepped on earlier this week. The x-rays, MRI coming back negative, which is a really, really good sign. But there's still some concern out there in Baltimore, according to Schefter.
It sounds like it was a little bit scarier than the Ravens let on, because they did take x-rays. They did say there were no signs of any broken bones or any issues. And John Harbaugh admitted that his prayers were answered. So if it was anything that was nothing, he wouldn't have to pray that Lamar Jackson's x-rays would turn out the way that he did. He didn't practice today, second straight day. And look, they don't have to have Lamar Jackson out there right now. They need him out there for the start of the regular season. So I would imagine they'll give that foot a couple of weeks to heal. It certainly sounds like the test came back as well as they could have hoped, but they're going to be smart with Lamar Jackson, and they're not going to stick him out there any sooner than he has to be.
That's ESPN's Adam Schefter. Coming up tonight in the NFL preseason for our area teams, Vikings at the Titans, 7 o'clock on CBS, Bears at the Chiefs, 7:20, and on Saturday, Texans visiting the Lions at noon, Broncos down against the New Orleans Saints at noon as well. Packer fans will have to wait till 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, home to the Seahawks. That game will be on NFL Network. Let's get into the dumbest situation in all the sports world right now. It's the contract standoff between Micah or Michael, as Jerry Jones continues to want to call him in several interviews, as he seems to be doing the media tour about how big of a horse's patootie he's being in this entire situation. Here's Jerry Jones talking about there's only room for two people at the negotiating table, just crumpling up and setting ablaze the collective bargaining agreement where players are allowed to have representation. What a novel concept. Here's Jerry Jones.
In the spirit of not doing the old mother-dad deal, how many times have you seen the little rascal so clever go in there and mama told him, uh-uh, you're not going to get it, and goes in to daddy, who only sees him at after 5 p.m, wants to love him, and says, you can have it, son. You can have that before dinner. And he goes back in and says, mama, daddy said I could have it. That's the old mom, dad. Been around since the beginning of time. I'm not going to go for that here. That's what's happening.
You're not going for it?
I'm not going for it. No, no. But we've had a very, very strong negotiation. Now, by the way, frankly, it wouldn't have made any difference what the negotiation was. Guess who has to be comfortable for this to work?
Micah.
And who else?
You.
Hello. There's not room for a third. There's not room for a third.
There's not room for a third. Before I get into how absolutely asinine and idiotic the comment is from Jerry Jones, let's hear this from Michelle Smallman in response, as it's very clear what Jerry Jones is after in this situation.
David Mulligetta is the agent responsible for the Deshaun Watson deal. $230 million guaranteed, a deal that changed the landscape of the NFL in a lot of ways. Owners did not like that deal.
No.
That
no.
really, really ruffled their feathers.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones is, without question, the most powerful person in the NFL. So is this not just a, I'm going to do this my way with Micah Parsons, but also, hey, you're the one that made that controversial deal with the Cleveland Browns. You're not going to get this out of me. I'm Jerry Jones. I'm not dealing with you, David Mulligetta, in this way.
This is pretty darn crazy on many, many different levels, because for Jerry Jones, a dude who is without a doubt old school, and that's his right. It's his business. He's the owner. He's the GM. He's the end-all, be-all. He's the guy that writes the checks. He's the guy that makes the decision. And he's the guy that guides the football team to absolutely nothing over the last 30 years. That being said, Micah Parsons has towed the line, done everything exactly how you'd like him to since arriving in Dallas. Double-digit sacks every year, all-pro, Pro Bowl, kept his mouth shut, talked about the pride of the Cowboys, wants to be there. And he goes up into Jerry Jones' office, and again, I'm pulling some of these hypotheticals out here to accentuate the story here, but this is the nuts and bolts of what we think happened. Jerry Jones sits Micah Parsons down. They're having a conversation. Jerry Jones working on a napkin that's stained with Coca-Cola, and they draw up a deal, a contract, the parameters of a deal, and then Jerry Jones and his camp say, oh yeah, there is, there's another person that we have to consult here. You have an agent. Wow. You have an agent? Really? Why would that get in the way of this negotiation? I don't know. It's because every NFL player is entitled to representation, and there are less than 10 that I can think of that represent themselves or have family represent them, which is very odd and probably not great business because, I don't know, situations like this where handshake deals become a reality. So they send it to the agent, and Jerry Jones saying the agent got back with some terse language and was not happy about it. Gee, I wonder why, Jerry. It's because you are boxing in his client without him and the representation, anything included. And there's a lot more to a deal, contract structure, injury settlement, XYZ, trade clause, guaranteed money that needs to be hashed out here. There's a reason that there's a collective bargaining agreement. There's a reason there is so much power given to the teams and the coaches and the front office in terms of you guys get this and players have the opportunity to be represented and figuring out what's best for them. And for you to purposely exclude an agent that you know is involved here is asinine to me. And frankly, it's not going to happen. But in the National Football League, where you have a CBA drawn up and there is an owner or a general manager, I'm not picking on Jerry Jones, he just happens to be the horse's patootie in this situation, that is completely and totally going out of his way to disregard the CBA, how do you not open up some sort of discipline or investigation here and saying, you know what, I want to play for the Cowboys, Jerry, I like being here, but you not going through my agent, that is a breach of trust, that is a breach of my contract, that's a breach of the CBA, how does the NFLPA not get involved in this? I don't think it's physically possible that Roger Goodell, the good old boys club, and the ownership of the NFL, all those separate teams going to say, shame on Jerry Jones for doing this because, as noted there by Smallman, has to do with the agent, David Mulligetta. Athletes First is the name of his specific agency. He represents a zillion different NFL guys. And yes, he got the Deshaun Watson deal done, but now it feels like this is a gigantic example to punish him, to make a name here. We're going to negotiate without you, David Mulligetta, without the ownership here, without the agency in play. You just wait for the deal to come across, and you're going to say yes, and we're going to get the deal done. Not how it works, Jerry Jones, and frankly, really darn crazy stuff. Micah Parsons, again, has done everything possible to accentuate the situation, make it a better situation. Been at camp, whether it's with a jersey on or off, he's not been disgruntled. He's not taking pot shots at the Cowboys. He's been respectful throughout and continues to do so. And also another thing that comes into my mind here is timing. Because Jerry Jones said yesterday on Michael Irvin's podcast, we got the deal done. We had it done. I sent it to the agency, and they said, shove it up your you-know-what. That's what they said in that article and at that in that particular podcast with Michael Irvin. But when was that deal agreed to? Was it before the TJ Watt deal? Was it last season? Was it a couple of weeks ago? Regardless of timing here, Micah Parsons is represented by an agent, which is hired to operate in his best interest. Think of an attorney. You don't want to get boxed in with a bunch of cops around you asking you questions and offering up things and agreeing to things before you have your attorney present. Why the heck would you do it? And Micah Parsons, a little bit of a shame on him kind of situation, but maybe the messaging is, because the messaging is now, maybe Jerry Jones' messaging is, Micah, I'm not talking to you unless I can talk to you by yourself without your agent. And that's frankly out of bounds. Speculation on my part, but a really crazy situation. A little further on this now, Mike Tannenbaum talking about a guy that's been in the GM seat before. What kind of leverage does Micah Parsons have? Because technically, the team is under contract. Micah's under contract with the team this year. Franchise tag number one in 2026. Franchise tag number two in 2027. 3 years of team control. Let's talk about Micah's leverage in the negotiations.
He can withhold services and things change, right? If he doesn't play and Dallas goes 3-0, that's not going to help his leverage. If he doesn't play and they go 0-3 and they can't stop anybody, that's going to help his leverage. The dynamics are different than when you have an owner-operator like, you know, Jerry Jones, because he doesn't report to anybody. You know, typically a front office like myself, you know, we would definitely feel, you know, the pressure. You know, most recently we saw Chris Jones miss a game a couple of years ago for Kansas City. Jalen Ramsey missed time with a back injury as a hold-in with Jacksonville, forced a trade with the Rams. So, you know, this situation is more unique because you have an owner-operator.
And certainly is unique and frankly is the cause of the situation. Every single other NFL team, maybe except for the Cincinnati Bengals, because they like to do dumb stuff like this too, would have had this deal done last offseason or the beginning of the offseason, pre-draft, post-draft, figuring out your needs, getting your best player signed as soon as possible to, I don't know, give you more money down the line to spend it on other players. So when Jerry Jones says things like, well, Micah needs to know that if we're going to get his deal done, there's other mouths to feed on the roster. That's right. That's why you should have paid him last year, Jerry. I have no idea what's going on there. And frankly, it does feel like maybe it's an agent thing. Maybe it's Jerry Jones out to get David Mugalletta to save face, to send a message about the future of contracts in the league. Whatever it might be, that guy, athlete's first agent, doing the best for his clients. Congratulations to Deshaun Watson. That was a hell of a deal. He's collected on that deal. And if you're a player and you want to go and get an agent that has your best interest at heart, I know there's a lot of guys that have athletes first representing them and seem to be pretty darn happy with that. But we'll see about the conclusion of this, if it's preseason still or if it's going to bleed into the regular season, which I believe the latter regular season bleed-in is on the way for the Cowboys and Micah Parsons in the days and weeks to come. Regular season opener, by the way, will be featuring the Micah Parsons-led, Micah Parsons-less, perhaps, Dallas Cowboys in Philadelphia Thursday, September 4th, 7:20 on NBC. NASCAR race this weekend is at 6:30 on Saturday night on NBC. PGA Tour continuing action. Scotty Scheffler near the top of the leaderboard. Russell Henley there as well. From Atlanta running today through Sunday. WNBA basketball. The Chicago Sky get a 6-point win over New York in New York last night, 91-85. Atlanta over Minnesota, 75-73. And Vegas all over Phoenix, 83-61. Aces suddenly back in the title conversation in a big way. They're 23-14. Tonight in the WNBA, Lynx are right back in action in Indy to battle the Fever, 6:30 on ION TV. Valkyries against the Nate Tibbetts-led Mercury, 9 o'clock on ION as well. College football news to get to. How about the name Pat Fitzgerald, former Northwestern football coach? He wrapped up his lawsuit against the university yesterday. Here's ESPN's Pete Thamel.
Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern have settled his $130 million lawsuit, which was based around wrongful termination. How much did Fitzgerald get? We're not sure, but considering the tone of his statement and the conciliatory tone of Northwestern's statement, this seems to have favored Fitzgerald. $68 million of that $130 million was for loss of contractual money. So there's a number at least that we can point to say that's what Fitzgerald was aiming to reclaim in this suit. Fitzgerald said publicly he was very satisfied with the result. And maybe most important for his future, Zubin, Northwestern said very directly in the statement they did not find any knowledge in the depositions of any player who reported hazing to Pat Fitzgerald or that he condoned or directed hazing. So they have essentially washed him of any of the sins that arose when those hazing allegations arrived about 2 years ago.
So that's the latest there. Pat Fitzgerald seemingly winning the lawsuit, defamation, wrongful termination from Northwestern. Now the question remains, where could he go next? Because speaking candidly as a fan of Wisconsin, when Pat Fitzgerald was the coach of Northwestern, you feared that program. You feared that game, the physicality of it. They weren't always the best team. I'm not going to wax poetic about some crazy 10, 11, 12 win Northwestern seasons where they should have gotten in to the title conversation, but they were always physical, always played the right way, always coached extraordinarily well. And that makes Pat Fitzgerald a prime head coaching candidate coming up pretty darn soon, according to Pete Thamel.
Pat Fitzgerald was very blunt about his intentions. He wants to get back into coaching. His agent, Brian Harlan of XL Sports, told me today that Fitzgerald is eager to get back to the sidelines. He spent the last 2 years as a volunteer high school coach for his son's high school outside of Chicago. And the industry outlook on this, Zubin, is that Pat Fitzgerald will be a prime candidate for openings this fall. And remember, the cycle moves faster now with the portal. We've seen the trend of schools moving on coaches earlier in the cycle so they can get in and build their roster in this portal era. Pat Fitzgerald this summer traveled around and met with different search firms, I think, in anticipation of this lawsuit getting settled. So he's already laid some groundwork, and there's industry interest in Pat Fitzgerald. He certainly brings a gravity gravitas in the industry from his 17 years on the sideline and all the success that he's had.
And again, at Northwestern, not a traditional power in any sense of the word, but at that university, Pat Fitzgerald coached from 2006 to 2022 and had a record of 110 against 101 losses. Not amazing, but for that program, what you have in store, you're competing against Ohio State and Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, and the other Big Ten powers. Northwestern's never been a Big Ten power, at least not in my lifetime, but they were relevant when Pat Fitzgerald was the head coach. So yeah, I think he could end up in the SEC. I think he could end up reviving a pretty marquee program of the past. We'll see what Pat Fitzgerald's future is, but I do think he'll get a job before too long in the world of college football if he wants one. We'll take our first break of the day here. Come back, get the Friday Parlay posted up because we got a big-time guest coming in very, very soon. The Sioux Falls Sports Authority putting on several great events coming up soon. Immediately next on the docket, the Sioux Falls Marathon. SiouxFallsMarathon.com to register right now. But don't register just yet because I do have a promo code to share with you before long. We'll get the Friday Parlay posted up next. Jerry P. live in studio around the corner. It's a Friday edition of Overtime, and it continues after this on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO.
It's so convenient. Sports on the go. Download the free app now. This is ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you on this Friday, August 22nd edition of Overtime. A very speedy segment here. We got Jerry P. in the studio. Very excited to talk Sioux Falls Marathon, Boxing Classic, Olympic Curling coming to town, and so much more. Sioux Falls Sports Authority, Jerry Pelleschi in studio across from me. Adam Thielen Day, perhaps, for the Minnesota Vikings. We'll dive into that here in just a moment. But let's talk about the Friday Parlay. We're getting it posted up right now on Twitter, and you could be a part of the action as always. All you got to do is make a Twitter account, give us a follow, and enter for your chance to win. It's college football season, so yes, I'm loading up on college football in this weekend's parlay. Iowa State, Kansas State, Farmageddon in Dublin. That line is 3. But we don't do ties on the Friday Parlay, so I'm upping it to 3.5. You can get the Cyclones and the points or the Wildcats and laying the points. Dublin, 11 a.m. Saturday. Bet number 2, Fresno State getting nearly 2 touchdouns at Kansas. 13.5 is the number. By the way, Fresno State starting quarterback is Kurt Warner's son. So if you believe in the pedigree of success, maybe you roll with Fresno State in Kansas. Lastly, Stanford visiting Hawaii. That spread is 2.5 on Saturday in favor of the Rainbow Warriors at home. And the tiebreaker, total points overseas in Dublin, Iowa State and Kansas State. Just click the button that is live right now on Twitter. Hashtag Friday Parlay underway. Always brought to you by high-end glass and tobacco. We take the break. Jerry P. in studio coming up next. All things Sioux Falls Marathon. A promo code available to help you save on your race registration right now. And so much more. That's coming up next on this Friday edition of Overtime.
College hoops and NBA, the NFL and Major League Baseball. It's all here on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
With you on this Friday, August 22nd edition of Overtime, one of our favorite people and a very familiar voice across the table from us right now in studio. That's Jerry P., Real Jerry P. on Twitter of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority. My friend, it's always great to see ya. Adam Thielen, soon to be back in purple and gold, we think. How the heck are you this week?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you just reminded me of what my Twitter handle was, and that was an inside joke off of what this show was. It's been a few years. I could probably change it.
Yeah, you could.
I didn't even remember that that's what it was. I've been kind of in and out of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's called X or something now, but
I still call it Twitter.
I'm addicted to it in terms of looking at it sometimes, but yep. I don't interact as much on there. I don't know what it is. Just kind of
For me, for Twitter,
and I forgot that was my username.
Yeah, Real Jerry P. You can go to Fake Jerry P. if you want. You can go to Just Old Jerry P. Something else.
Well, I think the way it started was we were trying to figure out a way to just get at Jerry P. And the account has been inactive since like 2008, 2009, and we couldn't convince Twitter to do it. Mm. So that became the joke, is that I had to put Real in front of it because I'm the real one. Or something like
you are,
that.
You are a real one. Jerry P. of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority is our guest. You guys have a ton going on, ton coming up. Road closures are announced. You can find that story at ESPNSiouxFalls.com for the Sioux Falls Marathon. And you can also still register and volunteer. That is the next event, September 21st. Don't ask me how my training's going. We got, 29 days until the 5K for yours truly. 30 days. 30 days. That gives me a little bit of a bonus time here. Couple runs under my belt. Feeling okay. Feeling a little bit spry, but I haven't gone further than a mile and a half yet. I got 3.1 to do at that 5K. Talk to us about the stage that you guys are in planning-wise, volunteers, registration, things of that nature. And the promo code, by the way, is TEAMBERT15. Team BERT15 when you check out with your registration for any race at SiouxFallsMarathon.com.
Everybody loves Team Burt.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of use out of that promo code there, Mr. Burt. So thank you. Thank you for the help on that. Right now is what I would call kind of confirmation stage for us, right? Routes are fully set. Shirts are ordered. Medals are ordered. We're waiting for those final 30-day people that want to rate, or they get their entries in late, their registrations, which is fine. We prepare for that. We order the extra shirts, the extra medals, so on and so forth. But right now for us, a lot of this is just it's getting out in the community to remind them about the road closures that are coming up. It's making sure that all of our race positions and our volunteers, in terms of the route, they understand what they're doing and how they can help us out, and making sure runners stay on the correct path, so on and so forth. So a lot right now is just full-out confirmations. It's checking with the ambulance crew, making sure they'll be at Howard Wood Field. We have the medical plan fully set. And right now, that's a lot of what we're doing in the last 30 days, is just ensuring that everything is good to go.
And in terms of the feedback and experience, you guys get racers from all over the country, a lot of international folks. What do you hear on a year-to-year basis about this Sioux Falls Marathon, half marathon, and the family-friendly 5K?
Yeah, it takes a lot of people kind of by surprise, right? Because that's kind of the Sioux Falls charm, is people come here from all over the place, and then they don't really know what to expect. They run the race, and they usually come back saying, wow, that was really beautiful, going through Falls Park, going through downtown, seeing the cathedral area. The bike trail system here is phenomenal with the way that it loops around the city. And there's so many different parks that you can see along the way. So a lot of the feedback we always get is that it's just a beautiful course. And that's always something proud, because that's just the Sioux Falls thing. You get people in here and they see the city and they go, wow, this is a really cool place, not only to live, but to even visit. So I think our marathon really encapsulates that, just the feeling of this city in general.
5K for yours truly on the docket for the second consecutive year, working up to a half marathon. I think I'll be in tune for the full marathon 2033, 2035. We'll see about that. SiouxFallsMarathon.com.
I'm going to mark you down right now
for that. Pre-registering. Your promo code, by the way, if you haven't gotten it yet, I did put the story out a while ago. I'll get it out again soon. Promo code to save 15% on your race registration is TEAMBERT15. And again, SiouxFallsMarathon.com. They got the family-friendly 5K. That was a lot of fun last year. A zillion people out there. Talk to us about the 5K and specifically what makes that so fun and special.
And it's exactly what you're talking about, being family friendly, right? Because the full marathon, you have to train. You have to really have your heart set into it if you're going to try to run, you know, over 26 miles around the city. The half marathon's kind of the same way. It's 13.1 miles. That can take a lot of out of everybody. You got to train specifically for that. For the 5K, we want the families to come on out. This is, you can take it as seriously as what you want. We have a crew that lines up right at the front of the pack, and they're going to run that thing, and they're going to try to do it in 14, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's great. You don't have to do that, though. Our 5K is specifically built for families to come out and enjoy and get a full race experience. One of the biggest questions I get all the time is, if I finish the 5K, do I get a medal? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. You get the shirt, you get the medal. It's as if you were to kind of run the half or the full. You still get celebrated just like everybody else. You still get the chocolate milk at the end. If you're of age, you still get the beverage at the end. So there's a lot that you can take part of, even as, you know, in a family friendly setting as a 5K. And it's a perfect launching point, too. Like you mentioned, Maybe I do the 5K now, and by 2035, you can maybe do the full. Well, you could start that journey now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one thing I will tell you honestly here. I've done a lot of different races, 5Ks in college for charity. I've done a couple half marathons back in the day. Hope to do that in my future, by the way, body willing. I will tell you, though, in terms of goal setting, satisfaction, and a great feeling, there's nothing better than being out among people that are in a common goal. Nobody's racing against each other. You're racing yourself. You're racing your clock. You're pushing yourself. I can't tell you enough, even last year with the 5K, that last quarter mile, just running and closing my eyes, trying to get the best time as possible, get it under 30 minutes, which I barely did. That feeling post-finish is unlike anything else. I don't care if it's a one-mile race, 5K. So for those of you listening out there, if you've never done a race before of any kind, maybe start with a 5K. If you've never, not a runner, do it walking or a walk run or a jog or whatever you want to do. Push yourself. You're going to be rewarded. There's a great group of folks there at the finish line. Make it a big deal. And also, it's just another box to check and another great thing that just makes you feel that much better about yourself. Sioux Falls Marathon, SiouxFallsMarathon.com to register right now. Wanted to ask you this quickly.
Can I throw one quick thing into that?
Throw it in.
It also helps the community as well, because all of our, with Sioux Falls Marathon, a portion of our net proceeds goes back to Children's Miracle Network through Sanford. So by registering even for the 5K, that's kind of our Sanford Children's race, is our Miracle 5K. But all of it, whether it's a full, a half, or the 5K, a portion of the net proceeds from the race kicks back over to Sanford Children's, which helps out local families. So that's one thing that you can do as well. If you bring the entire family out and you want to walk the 5K, that's totally fine. And you're still helping out the local families in the community.
Amazing stuff. SiouxFallsMarathon.com. Use the promo code TEAMBERT15 to save yourself on your registration. 15% off while time permits. And again, the race coming up on September 21st, 30 days away. I wanted to ask you about the other end of the spectrum, the people that are hardcore racers. They're going to set course records. How often do the records get broken? Is it every single year?
It's not every year, but we did a couple of years ago have a new full marathon time, I think, that was set on the men's side. So Jen Van Otterloo is a woman that comes in from Iowa that I think has won almost every year. She's crazy in terms of the pace that she sets for the full marathon. So she's a defending champion. Wow. I'm sure I'll hear from her very soon in terms of her registration. She usually ramps up about 30 days, you know, before in terms of getting registrations in, but yeah, there are people from all over, and from all over, Bert. I'm talking 45 states that have already registered in that we have somebody coming in from. I've got participants coming in from Canada, one from Mexico, I believe, this year, and one from Japan even. Wow. So we've got people from everywhere that come to Sioux Falls for this.
And it is, if you are a big runner, it is a Boston Marathon qualifier as well. SiouxFallsMarathon.com. Jerry Pete is our guest of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority. I know you guys have a lot of things in the hopper coming up beyond the marathon, which is September 21st in just 30 days. What else is going on? You got curling, you got the boxing classic, you got some volleyball around the corner. Lay it out for us.
Yeah, our schedule is completely jam-packed, and it's such a fun time, and we've been preparing and getting ready for this all year long, and even dating back to even last year. As we have the marathon, like you mentioned, coming up in September, we immediately turn around from that, and we start preparing for the Olympic curling trials that will take place here in Sioux Falls at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. And that is a long event, Bert. That is November 11th through the 16th in terms of the actual curling. The curling folks will be here beginning of November to start getting in and getting the ice ready to go inside the Premier Center. And it's got to be perfect, right? It's an Olympic curling trials. So everything's got to be perfect. It's going to be televised as well through the NBC family, through Peacock and everything with that. So the exposure for Sioux Falls is right there with it. And it's going to be a fun event, a unique event. I always tell people that when the Winter Olympics are going on, the one sport that tends to always capture my eye is curling. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because everybody tunes in every, you know, few years when it comes to the Olympics. And when it comes to curling specifically, it just looks like that game that you can maybe go out and you're like, I can do that, right? And you just kind of get enthralled with it and you start watching it. And you know, that's kind of the hope here too, is that everybody comes out, and we've made tickets very affordable for families to come out and see that. You can see the pool play, the championships that will take place the weekend of November 14th, 15th, right in that range. And you can see the best of the best trying to make Team USA and go to the Winter Olympics, which is just 2 months after they play here. So it's such a cool and unique opportunity for us here in Sioux Falls to have the chance to watch somebody right in front of your own eyes that a couple months later might be out in Italy and trying to win gold medal.
And recently for Team USA, they were gold medal winners, which makes it pretty darn cool. Team Schuster of Team USA.
And he'll be here.
Yeah, and that's amazing stuff. Not only are you watching the best of the best in the United States in person here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, going to be watching probably at least in the mix for the best of the world conversation coming up in November. Really cool stuff there. Anything else? By the way, tickets for that. Ticketmaster, Denny Sanford Premier Center.
Ticketmaster.com. You can get your tickets there right now. You can get them at the Denny Sanford Premier Center box office as well. And you were just about to ask, is there anything else after that? Of course, there's stuff after
there's
that.
There's always something else.
After we close the door on curling, we're rehosting the Division II Volleyball Championship this year. We had that event last year. We were not scheduled to host it in 2025. There was a venue conflict of where it was supposed to take place this year. And we were able to talk with the NCAA and say, hey, let's run it back. And they enjoyed the experience from last year, and they awarded it to us again for this year. So that's incredible. To get an NCAA championship to come back here into Sioux Falls just a year later off of what happened and the community support that we received for that. So that's going to be in December, the second week. I believe it's the 11th through the 13th off the top of my head, give or take a day, because, again, we hosted last year, and, you know, you get the dates shifted on the calendar. Without having it directly in front of me. We get done with that event. We'll have the Sioux Falls Boxing Classic coming up in January. And we'll help with the Summit League Tournament. Beginning of March, we're going to be living in the Premier Center in the month of March of 2026. We'll help with the Summit League Tournament at the beginning. We host the NCAA Division II Wrestling Championships the second week of March at the Premier Center. The third week, the Stampede have the facility, but the fourth week, we're right back in it with the Division I Ice Hockey Regional that is back here. So we have collectively seven events within the next 6 months, and it's going to be a party.
Sioux Falls Sports Authority putting on all sorts of great events and assisting with the execution of those great events in the Sioux Empire, sfsportsauthority.org, volunteering a big lifeblood of your organization, whether it's the Premier Center, those big events, and things like the Summit League Tournament. Average folks going out there, enjoy the basketball. But for folks like you and I that are in the bowels, if you will, the Premier Center, you can see all the volunteers. They're serving food, managing a door, doing something else. It is very, very important. Best way to get involved as a volunteer in any event for the Sports Authority.
Yeah, it's just as easy as dropping me an email, and made it very easy for you. It's just jerryp@siouxfalls.com. jerryp@siouxfalls.com. I still have some positions open for the Sioux Falls Marathon that can just help keep runners on the course correctly. We'll need positions for curling and some help with the curling, since that's over a collection of about 6 days. So we might need some extra hands with that as well. And D2 volleyball, the NCAA events, we rely on volunteers for that. So if you're interested in any of them, it's just as easy as an email to me.
Jerry P is our guest. You want to stick around for one more segment? We'll talk a little Vikings with you, do some NFL preview. Can I get you out of work for another 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, it's Friday. Why not?
All right. It is Friday, and Jerry P's in the studio with us. We're immensely excited about that. One more pitch here for your Sioux Falls Marathon registration, whether it's the marathon, the half marathon, or the 5K. I know that you can do it. If you've never picked up running or you run a mile or so, that's what I'm doing right now. If I can do it, you can do it. Register today, SiouxFallsMarathon.com. Your promo code to save at checkout, TeamBurt15. Write it down. Send it to a friend. Send it to a neighbor. Send it to an opponent you want to burn up in your race at the Sioux Falls Marathon. SiouxFallsMarathon.com. That promo code one more time, TeamBERT15. TeamBurt15. Take the break. Come back with some more talk with Jerry P. Focused on those Minnesota Vikings NFL preview coming up next on Overtime.
The best sporting matchups and coverage. We are ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you, set to round out and wrap up this Friday hour number one of Overtime. Still to come, High Noon Showdown, latest from the NFL, season preview for the Kansas City Chiefs, the good, the bad, the ugly, and best bets for your weekend. First time this season, we'll be joined by Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports coming up at 12:45. Massive game in Dublin overseas. By the way, I did see, kind of funny, respect the effort there in Ireland, but a lot of local bars were looking to resonate with the American fans that were there touring Iowa State, Kansas State, and they must have Googled Iowa State flag, and they got the Iowa State Cyclone flag. They Googled Kansas State flag, and they've got the State of Kansas flag. Pretty funny stuff there from Dublin. Jerry P. of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority is our guest. We talked about the Sioux Falls Marathon. You can register for your race of choice, 5K, half marathon, full marathon, and save today with the promo code TEAMBERT15 at checkout. Team BERT 15 at checkout at SiouxFallsMarathon.com. Let's talk about those Minnesota Vikings. Adam Thielen, I would say maybe or exceedingly more likely to be back with the Minnesota Vikings. What does that do for you?
Oh, it's exciting. I would love to have Adam Thielen back in Minnesota. And here's the reason why. It's not necessarily because he's a light him up type of wide receiver, right? But the guy is just a catch magnet.
Mm-hmm.
The ball is thrown his direction. There's probably a good chance that he can at least get his hands on it and secure and bring it in. And apparently that's been a little bit of a problem for the Vikings throughout the course of training camp if their names haven't been Justin Jefferson or Jordan Addison, mm-hmm. which we all know what's happening with Jordan Addison through the first three games. So the idea of bringing in Adam Thielen is perfect. You're not looking for a guy that's going to be a number one, number two receiver. You're looking for a sure-handed guy that could be a number three that could fill that spot of a two. And I think he's the perfect type of guy for it. He's not going to burn a lot of people on terms of his route running anymore, but all you need for basically a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, even though he's technically in his second year, but really it's kind of his first year, you need somebody that he can have a safety blanket for, right? Now, you can't always just have TJ Hockenson be that guy. You can't always just have Justin Jefferson be that guy. So who better? That's kind of the question right now, is if you want somebody that's going to be that perfect number three wide receiver behind Jefferson and then Addison when he comes back, it's a perfect fit.
It is a perfect fit. And Thielen, obviously, a lot of in-division success. He was a Packer killer, Bear killer. He'll be important.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but apparently he's a Minnesota native.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
It is something like that. And also,
apparently grew up not too far.
Yeah, Mankato kid as well. Adam Thielen, I would say, likely to be a Viking by the end of the day. Don't quote me on it, but we will see what happens there. Also, one trade to tell you about in the National Football League. We'll break it down later, but Brian Robinson Jr., Commanders running back, is now heading west, young man, to join the San Francisco 49ers. Jerry P. is our guest here. More Vikings talk. Your confidence level that this team's going back to the playoffs between 1 and 10, because with Thielen on board, with the defensive additions, the offense, and everything about J.J. McCarthy coming back pretty darn positive, where do you stand right now?
Probably a 7. And the only reason it wouldn't be any higher is because I feel like the NFC North as a whole is just very mm-hmm. strong.
Yep.
And so they're going to at some point beat each other up, of course, because they have to. They have to play against each other. And it could just be one game within that division that could separate not only a team from a division crown, but also a wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you figure if all those teams end up splitting, let's just say hypothetically, you're really beating each other up for what could be one of those three spots. Is it likely that all four could make the playoffs? No, but three out of four, that could happen. So you, but the separation between them, I don't think it's going to be very much. And that pains me with a wife that is a Chicago Bears fan. I think they're going to be a little bit improved. I don't think they're as significantly improved as what Bears fans like to believe every single year, where they're
it's
back,
their
baby. They're
yeah.
back. I don't think they're that far, but I think 7-9 wins for them is in the cards? I think it's realistic to think that.
Okay, so we're running out of time here. We're down to our last 2.5 minutes of the hour, so I got to put you on the spot here with some predictions. I'm writing them down here. Total wins for the Vikings this season.
11.
11. So that means playoffs, yes?
Yeah,
playoffs.
I said, the only thing that worries me is the division.
Okay. How about J.J. McCarthy touchdown passes?
Ooh. Yeah. Gets to 20.
20. I like that. Pretty conservative. Running game should be better. How about USD Coyote victories coming up this year? What do you think about that?
How many games do they get to play here? So it's 12
straight.
They'll
play 12,
and then,
yep.
You know, you hope for a bye. And then you play potentially 15.
15. I like that for USD. I know that that team has a lot of expectations. And here, take a minute. You can look at that. I know you looked at that for many, many hours in your life here, this big towel with all the NFL teams. Super Bowl prediction.
No, don't make me do that.
What team from the AFC, what team from the NFC, and why? You can even go Packers if you'd like to.
No, that ain't happening.
Come on.
They might be the team on the north that's on the out.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Just got to do
it. We're out of time.
I hate to do this. I think I do it every year. Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
At some point, it's got to burst, right? At some point, they got to break through.
So they're winning it all, or they're in there, in the game?
No, give them Super Bowl. Okay. That's the first team that came to my head. Let's just go with it.
Okay, who are they beating?
Let's see.
Eagles?
Yeah, I don't want to say them, though, but sure.
Okay. I'll make your prediction for you there. So 11 wins for the Vikings. Yes, playoffs. JJ
McCarthy.
That just
means I'm getting brokenhearted here at some point again in January.
Yep. 20 touchdown passes for JJ. 15 wins for the USD Coyotes and Baltimore Ravens over the Eagles, a all-bird Super Bowl. And hopefully if they do get there, it's the Ravens because they're a lot more likable than Philly.
I'm just hoping Iowa State has the time of their life out in Dublin, all right? Have the time of your life out there, boys. And then we'll see you next week.
Hey, we're excited. We'll see you soon, my friend. Jerry Pelleschi of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority. Find him on Twitter at RealJerryP for now until he changes it to fake Jerry P.
Something
we'll see.
Like that.
Thanks so much for the time, buddy. Always great to see you.
Great to see you, my friend.
All right. It is noon. It is Friday, which means it's time to duke it out in the High Noon Showdown. Listener against listener. Big prize pack as always. Get your calls in right now. Caller one, caller two. Let's make it simple on this Friday, August 22nd edition of the show. That number, 605-362-3776. If you haven't won in the last 30 days, win right now. High Noon Showdown coming up next. Caller one, caller two, 605-362-3776. We'll do it live. Coming up next, 605-362-3776.